Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, happy Halloween. Let's get this fake holiday over New York City. There's too much traffic. There's nowhere to park outside. The Empire State Building is lit up green and orange. That's cool and all. By the time that this show ends, it's November, baby. We're going into daylight savings. We're going into the real holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas. That made me think about something, right? Like, if you don't participate in Halloween, you're not a Scrooge. I'm about to get my Halloween takes off. Why not? It's a football Friday. We got the World Series on tonight. We got Friday Night Knicks. We got to talk about the Giants. There are other things going on in the world besides candy. Candy corn sucks. A lot of candy sucks. Almond joys suck. There's a lot of candies that I won't even eat. I'm grown. I don't eat candy. It's not good for you. It's not good for your teeth. You want to have a six-pack? You want to have abs? Stop eating so much candy. But yeah, like when Christmas comes, I used to be a Grinch. I used to be a Scrooge. But then I grew up and understood, spread holiday cheer. This is not one of those holidays. You don't have to participate in this. And you won't be called a Scrooge if you just go about your regular business on a Friday. I'm at work. I just looked at the YouTube chat. What's Keith going to wear? I'm dressed in all white. It's just what I pulled out of the closet. I don't have a costume. I'm me. I'm showing up as me today. And it's a kids' holiday. Some of y'all got to grow up. You know, I get it when you see like LeBron James or these athletes or these entertainers. Even like the New Jersey Devils had a great Halloween party, I guess, before they went on their little road trip. But those are people with money and status, and they can throw these elaborate parties, whatever. If you're a grown person and today you're scrambling around trying to figure out a costume, grow up. Stop wasting your time. 888-808-1019. I'm driving in today, and it's bumper to bumper coming out of the Holland Tunnel to get up here. And I'm at the light coming past Canal, and I'm looking at these two grown-ass people at the crosswalk. Had to be in their mid to late 30s. The woman is dressed as Colonel Sanders. The man is dressed as a whole chicken. Feathers and all. Red beak. They literally outside dressed as KFC. For what? Are you going to a fast food themed Halloween party? The wind is blowing on them. I know they're not warm in a Colonel Sanders suit and a chicken suit. I'm like, what is going on with this? Like, it's been going on. Last night when I came in, I told a story. I'm pulling up and there's two vans and they're blocking the street. And all these people start popping out. And I'm not thinking about it being mischief night into Halloween Eve. I'm like, what the hell is this? What's happening right here? I'm thinking something out of The Dark Knight or something. I'm like, oh, these people are in costume. Look at these girls. They're going to a Halloween party right here. I'm washed. I'm not even thinking about it. My son is two. So one, he's blacked out right now. He's not going to remember any of this. He dressed up as a fireman. I didn't go to the kids' parade. I went to the gym. I went to BJ's. My BJ's membership expires today. I went to clean up. Had to drop $200. Doop, 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 doop. With all the savings, it was $150. I felt like I won today. That was the highlight of my day. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not dressing up for Halloween. I haven't dressed up for Halloween in 11 years. The last time I put on like an actual Halloween costume, I was in the MLB fan cave with those characters. I was Finn from Adventure Time. If you guys know, you know. I got to find a picture. There's a picture from a Halloween party that I went to, and Plaxico Burress was there. I got to find that to put it on the internet. I have not actively dressed up for Halloween since then. Because I don't need to. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. So don't let anybody guilt you into it. Don't. If you're sitting at home tonight by yourself, you're with me. If you want to join the chat, join the YouTube chat. We are approaching 90,000 followers. Let's get there tonight. We're at 89.8. So that means we need 200 subscribers in the next 5 hours by the time my show ends and Hoff's show starts to hit ding, 90,000 subscribers on YouTube. I see the chat filling up. I already promoted it. We could do this together. There's no costumes in the YouTube chat. I'm not wearing a costume. Halloween is cool and all if you've got somewhere to go, but if you don't have anywhere to go, you got me right here. We're going to talk sports. We're going to watch the Knicks. We're going to watch the World Series. We're going to talk all around the Giants, from their head coach to their quarterback to the head coach and quarterback they're going against. And let's get into that right now. 888-808-1019. I know once the Knicks game ends, we'll get those reactions. I know once the World Series ends, we'll get those reactions. But this whole week, I've been listening to two reactions. One, the reaction to Brian Daboll, which I don't understand. I get it, but like I don't understand how we are in week 9 and guys are already ready to kick him to the curb, fire him, and how quickly you've soured on Jackson Dart, who's his guy, who is the guy that he drafted, developed, he found, and that's exactly what he was left here to do. That's the only reason he's really here. You couldn't fire him before he did what you hired him for. He did not make Josh Allen, but he does get attached to Josh Allen. So he needed to find his own Josh Allen. You couldn't fire a guy that was saddled with Daniel Jones. You couldn't fire a guy, even Joe Shane, who had to pay Daniel Jones. If they're going to go down, they're going to go down with their own quarterback. But now we've gotten to the point where everybody loves this quarterback so much that they're detaching the quarterback from the head coach. I don't agree with that. I don't get that. I talked about the visit that Jackson Dart had, that he impressed the Giants, and they knew he was the guy. I talked about how the Giants could have drafted Shedeur Sanders or anyone else. I talked about how Jackson Dart was so focused on learning this system, Brian Daboll's system, this offense, and he did. So much so that he impressed everybody in the preseason, and Brian Daboll made the decision to make him QB2. Okay, yeah, the first couple games, we're not going to throw him into the fire. Russell Wilson will be the guy. He'll be QB2. He also was the one that decided against the undefeated Chargers in the same building they're going to play, another team coming from the West Coast on Sunday. I'm going with Jackson Dart. Coach's decision. It's my decision. We're going to start Dart. And it worked. The next week, they should have beat the Saints. Rookie mistakes, turnovers, drop balls, picks. They lose. But then they shocked the world and beat the Eagles. I thought after they beat the Eagles on national television, Thursday Night Football, that saved Brian Daboll's job. No? Okay, that's not good enough. So what I'm saying now is, okay, after they lose to the Broncos, should have beat them. 33 points in the fourth quarter, fireable. Fire everybody, but you can't. And then after they got to go to Philly to try and beat the Eagles and the refs, the worst officiated game of the season, now everybody's done with Brian Daboll. He sucks. He's not prepared. He doesn't know how to coach the team. Same mistakes year after year. Look at his record, Keith. Get this guy out of here. I don't think they're going to rock the boat. I don't think John Mara is going to rock the boat as far as getting rid of this coach who has already fostered a relationship with this kid that you all love. Shout out to Eli Manning's kid who decided he wanted to go out as Jackson Dart and not his own dad for Halloween. Kids love him. And you know who else kids love? Cam Scataboo. And Cam Scataboo's not going to be on the field. This is going to be the first game that Jackson Dart and the Giants go into without the energy that Cam Scataboo brings. I'm telling you, he's going to be missed. Tyrone Tracy, can he be an X factor? That's the real question I have. What's the X factor for you guys that puts the Giants over the 49ers this weekend? It's not the coach. You all hate the coach. You want the coach fired. You think he's dumb as rocks. You don't think he can coach at all. So he's definitely not going to outcoach Kyle Shanahan, right? Then you got Rob Saleh coming back to the building to run the steps before the game. He's going to want revenge. He wants Brian Daboll to suffer the same fate that he had in New York. He wants him to be fired. Hey, this guy outlasted me here. My defense is going to be ready to go. What if they humble Jackson Dart? What if Rob Saleh's all gas, no brakes defense has something cooked up to stop Jackson Dart? Who's the X factor? Darius Slayton? Theo Johnson? Oh, Ray-Ray. Oh, Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray McCloud. Come on down. Number 88. Ray-Ray McCloud. 888-808-1019. I don't see it. I've been trying to see it. And the other big thing that happened this week that we talked about a lot was Dexter Lawrence. Carl Banks, Dexter Lawrence, Dexter Lawrence's response, all of the Giants content creators going to the All-22, digging up footage to see how much Dexter Lawrence was being respected or disrespected, how many times they were doubling him or, you know, solo blocking him. Regardless of that, Dexter Lawrence is the number 17th ranked player in the NFL. Out of the top 100, he comes in at 17. If you're a top 20 player on a team, if you're a captain on the team, if you're one of the players on the team that got paid, as this team is losing talent, Malik Nabers gone, Cam Scataboo gone. And when you look at this Giants injury report, that's another reason why I don't believe they're going to beat the 49ers. Paulson Adebo ruled out. Cordell Flott, who was balling, ruled out. Now you're going to be relying on Kobe Black and Deontay Banks. Javon Holland, questionable. He could help. But Daniel Bellinger, doubtful. Jermaine Illuminor, doubtful. So now you got to rely on another rookie and Marcus Bowe. So, like, what is the X factor for the Giants to overcome all of these injuries, all of this losing, and not lose three in a row? I think the X factor partly can be the fans. They've won their two games in that building. There's going to be a good turnout. It's a legacy game. They're going to have the throwback uniforms on. People love those uniforms. Should be the Giants' full-time uniforms and helmets. It's the 49ers in town. There are 49ers fans in this town right now from their success in the 90s and their success in recent years. They haven't won anything, but they've gone to the Super Bowl. They've been in the NFC Championship. So I think there's going to be a good crowd and a good energy. But I just watched Tank Bigsby and Saquon Barkley run all over this Giants defense. So is Dexter Lawrence going to be motivated to be a run stopper in the middle? Is he going to be the X factor? Or Brian Burns, defensive player of the year candidate? You're not going to win that on a team with 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins. Who is it? Who is the X factor for the Giants that puts them over the top this weekend so that they can beat Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, who is their leading rusher and receiver? He's a weapon. How are you stopping him? Mac Jones, who I know Brian Daboll knows, maybe knows some of his tendencies, weaknesses, but George Kittle is back, and they've got enough, whether it's Juwan Jennings, whether it's Jake Tonges. I'm not sure if Ricky Purcell is going to go, but the 49ers have enough. They have 5 wins. The Giants have 2. And even without Bosa and Warner, two of their staples on defense, they're a winning organization. The Giants are a losing organization. So how does that flip on Sunday? I think only thing that comes to my mind is Jackson Dart balling out, playing his best game, but he can't do it alone. He's only as good as the line in front of him and the guys catching or dropping passes around him. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Giants. But man, what a night. If you love sports, it's the most wonderful time. You got the Knicks back on the floor with a lot to prove. They have to quiet the noise. People are already done with Mike Brown. People are already making Karl Anthony Towns the whipping boy. Let's see what they do against an undefeated young Bulls team. And then World Series Game 6. Does it end tonight? Does the 2025 baseball season end tonight? In Toronto, do we watch this Toronto Blue Jays team go from worst to first? Do we watch the Yankees division rival pop champagne again, but this time as the champions of the world for the first time since they went back-to-back 92, 93, touch them all, Joe? Does Vladdy go off in this game? to seal it, the $500 million man who's worth every single penny? Or does Yamamoto shut them down? Another complete game. Do the Dodgers wake up and hit instead of striking out? I don't know. I can't wait to watch. It's a big one tonight. I'm not ready for baseball to end. I hope they can force a game seven and then anything goes. But yeah, for the Yankee fan, I think it's going to burn a little bit if the Blue Jays end it tonight. You can go to sleep tonight and tell yourself good for Donnie Baseball, but Donnie Baseball is not going to have an at-bat. 888-808-1019, KM to AM returns right after this. Some people don't want to wear goofy stuff. Some people don't want to put paint on their face. Some people are comfortable in their own skin. First up is Peter in Clifton, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Keith, how are you? I just want to say you are nothing but the Ebenezer Scrooge of Halloween.
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug, exactly. I have no idea why you're hating on it. I'm 22 years old right now. I'm working in college. I'm delivering pizzas. And it makes me happy just walking around.
That's different. That's different, young man. You just said it. You're in college. The best Halloween experiences I ever had? Ooh. Don't even get me started on what it used to look like. I went to two schools, James Madison University, Monmouth University. I could not wait for those Halloween parties. That's different.
And they're great, and it's fun, but it's like, I'm not at a party right now. Like I said, I'm driving around.
But your eyes, eyes are having a good time. You're driving around, but what you can see, it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. It's a ridiculous holiday. What makes sense about dressing up and knocking on a random person's door in your neighborhood and them handing you candy? I think it's good. I think it's funny. I think you should just let people live life. And obviously, you are doing that.
I'm sticking up for the people that aren't partaking.
It doesn't matter what religion you are, what race you are, whoever. Almost everyone just enjoys Halloween. And I think you got to stop being a Scrooge.
Almost everyone, Peter. Thanks for the call. I'm sticking up for the people that are just kicking it at home tonight or might be like me at work tonight. Didn't get dressed. Didn't go out. Didn't make plans. Don't have friends to make plans with. But yeah, bro. Oh, Halloween in college. Yeah, those were the days. So, of course, you're having a good time, even though you're working, Peter. You're doing deliveries. But when you get done with the deliveries, whenever your shift ends, you're going to pull up somewhere. Those girls are going to be several shots deep, and they're going to be dressed in nothing. They're going to be wearing next to nothing. Halloween is so fun in college because girls have competitions against each other with who can wear less. Nobody wants to be the girl in a full-on cat in the hat suit. Why would you wear that? Why would you do that, Christine? Josh is in Smithtown. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, just really quick on Halloween, if I can make one Giants point after. But, you know, you have a two-year-old. We're kind of similar in age. I have a two-year-old at home, too, and I have a seventh-month-old also. And, you know, I think that not wanting to dress up, totally fine. But it's kind of like the disdain and, like, disgust of, like, you're having your voice of these older people who are dressing up. And just wait, man. Once you have to go trick-or-treating with your two- or three-year-old, you're going to hate it even more.
I know. I saw some parents dressed up as Bingo and Bluey's mom from Bluey, and I'm like, they look ridiculous. And I'm like, what if my son in a couple years is like, you have to get dressed. You got to come. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that for him. I might have to schedule a nighttime radio show.
You're
going to
do it for him because you're a good dad.
No, I would do it. Yeah, but your kids are young, so it's fun to put them in their little baby costumes, take a little, you know, pictures, and it's done. Like, at this point, they're getting ready for bed. They're not going out. You're not doing door-to-door yet. So, yeah, I'm in between.
My wife today goes, you didn't get any good pictures of them? I'm like, you put me in charge of taking pictures of them? I don't really care. That's more your thing.
Josh, that's the whole thing. The picture. See, so I have that. My son now has celebrated three Halloweens. He was a duck, he was Cookie Monster, and a fireman. And we can look back at the last three Halloweens and see his progression.
There you go. You're doing a great job over there, Keith.
Get your Giants point. Get your Giants point.
Yeah, quickly the Giants point. You know, I was like, at first Halloween, I was a little turned off by your takes, and then I just got reminded real quick how much of a Cowboys fan you are, man. Like, I know the Giants don't have a lot of playmakers, but Jackson Dart, one of the things he's proving he can do is he can make little Jordan Humphrey seem relevant. He can make Wandale Robinson seem like a pretty good receiver, and I think that's because he is an elevator, unlike Russell Wilson at this stage of his career and these other guys. And so, you know what? Yeah, like, the 49ers are definitely a better team. They definitely got a better coach. But I think we, without a doubt, you know, leagues in a way got the better quarterback. And so I really think anything could happen. I wouldn't, you know, make it such a sure thing.
It isn't such a sure thing. It's closer than we believe or we even think right now. I mean, it's 56% in favor of the Giants, actually, on the matchup predictor on ESPN. The spread is 2.5, which 2.5 is a field goal. It's nothing. I'm a former Dallas Cowboys fan. We'll get to Jerry Jones at some point tonight. And as a former Dallas Cowboys fan, you know who I hate way more than the Giants? The 49ers. The 49ers are a team that gets treated like they've had so much more success than the Dallas Cowboys. They're still stuck with their Super Bowls, too. They haven't won one. They've been to two of the, you know, last, I think, five. They didn't win, though. Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
But the faithful 49er fan walks around like they're champs. They're the same as the Dallas Cowboys. They just have appeared in the NFC Championship and Super Bowl. They haven't got it done. Now, what I'm leaning into, and I'm rooting for Jackson Dart. I'm rooting for the Giants. Trust me, it's better around here. It was so much better around here when we just thought that they could even win games. When they came out of the wilderness and had an offense that could move the ball, a tandem of a running back and quarterback as rookies that were exciting and scoring touchdowns. Like, I was at Thursday Night Football. That was the best Giants game I ever went to. But as we're talking all week about Dexter Lawrence not being the same player, as we're talking all week about firing the head coach, as we're talking all week about injuries, and the injuries have piled up now where multiple starters are out, to me, that's what swings the game. That's what swings the game in favor of the 49ers. And don't get me wrong, they have injuries too. That's why I mentioned Bosa being out and Fred Warner being out. Deebo Samuel's not on that team anymore. You know, like they're a different team this year as well, but they're a winning franchise. Kyle Shanahan, Rob Saleh, those guys, they find ways to win games. Brian Daboll, Shane Bowen, and these guys find ways to lose games. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey with us next. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
You just flabbergasted me about something. Did I hear you correct? You say you're a former Cowboy fan now?
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones did it with that Micah Parsons trade. I was on Labor Day weekend vacation. I got the alert, and I said, whoa, wait, what? He actually traded Micah Parsons? What was the return? Kenny Clark and two first-round picks. I said, I'm out. I'm done. That's it. That is the straw that broke the camel's back. And, you know, later we'll play some audio and we'll talk about Jerry Jones's recent comments where I'm like, I don't know how anyone could root for the Dallas Cowboys with this guy as the owner, president, GM.
Welcome to my world, who I was a former Cowboy fan back in 1977 until they did what they did to Tom Landry. When they did that to Landry, I was out.
Okay. This is what they do. This is in their history. You know, I talk a lot about being older and growing up. I grew up a Cowboys fan. I'm grown now. I'm out. I'm out.
Hey, Colt fans will welcome you in with no problem.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. That kid rocks. That kid just put out a new one where he said they got to break Aaron Rodgers' back. I'm like, this kid is the reason that they've had so much success. But what you got, Rich?
Yep. All right. What I got is two questions for you. Number one, you played football. I played football. We saw that Scataboo injury, and we got told what it actually was. To me, it reminds me of a certain injury back in 1986, and that is Theismann on steroids. Now, does he come back from this actually and can be an effective player, knowing that at a running back position, you have to be able to stop and cut on a dime and, you know, make different moves? Or
Theismann was 36 when he got the injury. Scataboo is young, and I just think his mentality, like, he just got a sniff of the NFL. He's going to come back. I don't know if he'll be exactly the same player the first year. But in 2 years, I think we'll be back to seeing this guy. He's fearless. I think so much of the medicine now is more advanced. The Giants have a great medical staff and team. Saquon was even talking about how he's in great hands and they'll take care of him. Yeah, I think he comes back and he'll be fine.
Okay, pick one now. Yankees, which one of these two players are Yankees more liable to trade this offseason to try and beef up their roster as a part of a deal? Luis Hill or Ben Rice?
Luis Hill. I think they love Ben Rice. I think they just got to find a spot for Ben Rice. When the season started, they asked Ben Rice questions about, hey, you're doing so well, but what do you do when Giancarlo Stanton comes back? And he didn't really make a big deal out of it. He just platooned. He's a young guy that will play first base. I didn't think he actually was going to get behind the plate. By the end of the year, he was catching games. I think they look at him as too valuable as a hitter and also somebody that they're going to potentially put at first base a lot next year. I think Luis Hill is someone that they probably should have tried to trade in the offseason after his rookie of the year season. He didn't do too much for us at the end of the year this year. I don't know what his value is, but it's certainly lower than it was. So Luis Hill over Ben Rice as far as a trade piece.
All righty. I kind of agree with you on that one, but now I'm also looking at the fact that we have a couple of our pitchers aren't going to be ready for the start of the year. So, you know, I'm sort of like on the fence, but thanks a lot. And let's get on with the real holidays. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Rich. And I'm also thinking that Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, and those guys, they're not broke. They can go sign a pitcher and not a spring training invite like Carlos Carrasco. Go sign somebody. You can't have enough pitching. Go get somebody out there. I don't care who it is. It's not going to be, you don't need an ace, but I expect them to be in the market for another starter because Cole's not going to be ready right away. Rodon's not going to be ready right away. Don't tell me that we've got a young guy in the waiting that's going to come up. I know there are some guys in the waiting coming up, but you know, when you go into the season next year with Max Fried and Cam Schlittler and Luis Hill and Will Warren, you know, Clark Schmidt is on the mend. That's another guy that won't be there. I feel like they need another arm. They need another guy. Stop playing games. I don't expect them to spend that much. I don't expect them to land Kyle Tucker. I expect them to figure out how to bring Cody Bellinger back. And then they're going to probably figure out something with Devin Williams. So why not go out and sign a starting pitcher too? Let me look. I don't even know. Let me go to the free agents. Yeah, I'll work on that while we continue to take calls. I'll work on the free agents that are possibly available for the Yankees, free agent arms for them to sign. There's somebody out there that they can get. There's somebody out there that wants to put on pinstripes. It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that they trade for. 888-808-1019. Let's go to my guy, limo driver Ed, in New Canaan, Connecticut.
All right. Hey, listen. I always got my Halloween costume on. You know, hey, limo driver, hey. So, you know.
You wear one of those caps? You wear one of those fancy hats?
Bro, I'm gonna send you a picture of me to your website. You know, you got to see it. I'm legit. I'm the legit thing.
Okay.
When people turn their head when they see me, they know. Hey, listen, they know what a driver should look like. So I'll send you a picture. I'll send it to you. So I got to get with you one of these days, bro. But listen, I'm the Knicks are okay. Mike Brown's doing. He ain't doing a bad job. If Cat don't put the ball in the hoop, that's on Cat. It's no excuse. Cat was when he played the other day, Cat was all the way up front. He was just missing layups, missing shots. It's not Mike Brown's fault. Let's stop it. There's only four games in a season.
But, Ed, but you understand what this is, though, right? They kicked Thibodeau to the curb. Everything's going to be Mike Brown's fault. Everything's going to fall on him.
But I understand, I tell you one thing, the team definitely looks different the way they're running. I tell you, they look much different than what's called Pitts had them.
I can't wait to see his game tonight. They're fully healthy, and they're going against a young team that's undefeated, and they're on the road, and they need to not lose three in a row on the road. Let's see the full complement of Knicks. It's getting spooky out here on Halloween night. Let's see if they can actually figure it out.
Yeah, but I don't think that is too. I don't think far as the injuries, like, you know, listen, Mitchell Robinson. I mean, the season just started, man. Why are these guys hurt already? The season just started. Yeah, I mean, you know, you had the whole summer.
Preseason. That preseason could be rough on you.
Oh, my God, brother. I know, man. But listen, I'm out here now. I'm going got some people I'm picking up tonight. They're going out to do some partying. Hey, anybody out there, don't drink and drive.
Yes.
Call your
Hey, let's put that out there. Please, it's not worth it. Ed, before you go, Ed, did you give up your Jets season tickets or did you renew? Where are you at with the Jets?
Yeah, man. I was on X. I bashed the Jets. I'm done. My tickets are in. And then they try to tell me I can finance them if I want to finance them. I said, are you kidding me? Finance tickets. They call me every other day.
They have to, because Woody's in there lighting them up, telling them, red alert. We got one win. Act now. Thanks for the call, Ed. Yeah, we'll talk about the Jets later and the whole ticket pricing stuff. What a fiasco. What a disaster. Joe B's line. They're raising prices on people. It's like, there should be a discount after this. This has been nothing but torture for the Jet fans. And even though you got that one win and you can't lose here this week, like, now is not the time to start taxing people. What's the incentive? Right? We're coming up on the end of the year. Speaking of the holidays, people are already going to start getting ready for Black Friday. Before you know it, those deals are going to come. If you have kids or you have family members that you want to get gifts for, you're going to put that money to the side coming up. You got paid today, you're putting money to the side. You're not giving that money to Woody Johnson right now. In Rumson, New Jersey, let's talk to Mike next. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, good evening, Keith. How are you?
I'm good.
Before we get out into the Jets a little bit and their drafting and their ownership, I just wanted to have a shout out to my guys over at Empire Hyundai in New Rochelle. And we just finished up a great month, and I just want to thank the guys for all the effort they put in this month. Great, great work, guys. As far as the Jets go, I want to know right now if you're looking at the drafting of how the Jets actually are going to come up with, I guess, a plan if they're going to keep this coach, and I don't really think they should keep Aaron Glenn. Do you think they should clean house and go with like a Joe Brady to try to actually have someone that has success in teaching young quarterbacks if they're going to draft one? How do you think that we should proceed with that right now? What do you think?
Thanks for the call, Mike, and make sure you get your Hyundai at wherever Mike and those guys said that they sell Hyundais. Listen, Aaron Glenn is safe. We went through that last week. We went through that 2 weeks ago where I'm like, this guy must be getting the battery put in his back by Woody Johnson to be talking like this to the media. Like, he must be so assured that he's safe no matter whether they go 0-17. Now they're not going to go 0-17. He's definitely safe. So Aaron Glenn is your coach. Maybe not for 5 years, but he's definitely going to finish out this year and be back next year, I assume. I also assume they're going to be picking in the top three of the NFL draft. And we've already been looking at Tankathon. Now they're the number two pick where Dante Moore from Oregon is slotted to go to the Jets. Fernando Mendoza is the name that had popped up. I know we had some fun, like, you know, season's over for Mendoza, lose more for Dante Moore. They have to draft a quarterback. Justin Fields is not the answer. You couldn't sell me on it past the first few weeks and then the losses. I was a Justin Fields defender, supporter. I thought that these guys had a plan for him. And then when I saw him in action, you know, in the games that they lost and a lot of his numbers coming in garbage time, I'm like, nah, this guy, he's still not there. He's still not getting it. He's still not reading defenses, pre-snap read. He's snapping the ball. He doesn't know where to go with it. Like, come on, you've been in the league too long now to not get the ball out of your hand. So they have to draft a quarterback, and I do expect them to consult with someone. Is it like, did you mention Joe Brady, who's with the Bills? Why would he want to help the division rival? Or did you say somebody else? I'm sure there is someone. Go into the organization. Chad Pennington, Testaverde, I don't know, Mark Sanchez. Just kidding. But find somebody that knows quarterback play to help you in your recruiting scouting, right? Dable knows. Dable saw everything that he wanted in Jackson Dart, went and got him. They got to know exactly who they want to pick and if he's going to fit their offense. I'm going to assume Tanner Enstrand is going to get another year as the offensive coordinator as well, but they should go out and consult him. They went out and got the 33rd team to find Darren Mugi and Aaron Glenn. Why can't they go find a quarterback or some type of quarterback coach to help them look at film and evaluate the quarterback that they're going to draft? 888-808-1019. We're talking football now on a Football Friday. When we come back, I'll hit you with my Week 9 NFL wrap from the Block 94.7, and we'll keep taking your calls. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan right back after this.
94.7 The Block and our sister station 101.9 WFAN present the quickest New York football preview with WFAN weekday evening host Keith McPherson.
I go on and on and on and on and on, and another week rhyming on a throwback song. And since the Bay is coming to New York, it only makes sense to pay homage to Too Short. Now, at home there shouldn't be issues with the officials. Last week the refs had no idea when to blow the whistle. Jackson Dart better be ready to throw the missiles. Dexter Lawrence better be ready, control the middle of the D-line. It's Week 9, jobs are on D-line. I gotta take the Niners on the spread and money line. It's gonna be a lot of run CMC. In practice, the Giants D had a lot of DMP. Lane's flying over another losing streak. Nabel's on the hot seat, here comes another L3. Jets can't lose this week versus BYE. They probably have a hard time versus BYU. Tell Woody it's been 15 years of an IOU. Increase the wins if you want to increase revenue. That's the first thing you do to get fans to renew. The one win you got was in spite of you. Kyler Murray's on track for his first game back. Dallas is a place where he wins and never lacks. In that building all time, he's 9-0. But I think the Cardinals about to lose 6 in a row.
Bam, 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 bam. Perfect. And we're back. 888-808-1019. There's my Week 9 rap that you can hear on 94.7 The Block if you're ever listening to old school hip-hop in the car and not listening to The Fan, but you listen to The Fan. You call The Fan. You're a sports fan. You don't get tired of this stuff. So let's get back into it before we get to the 8 o'clock break. And then is game time. I'm talking to my boy Mike right now. He's a Bulls fan. I'm saying, yo, the Bulls are undefeated. They got some young guys. They got guys that can score the rock. What do you think? He said, take the Knicks money line, bro. Take the Knicks money line. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Monmouth County, New Jersey on The Fan.
Yo, Keith, thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Before the Knicks point, Keith, that your rap was really, really good, man. It reminded me of, except for the beat was different, the last verse of Triumph by Wu-Tang, Raekwon's verse, the way you ended that, sounded just like Jump Like Rod Strickland.
We played Triumph as the rejoin, I think, after the first break, but I know what you're saying. Yeah,
that's a great song, but no, really good, man.
I could rap a little bit, just pequeño.
That's all right. Poco. My brother's like a DJ part time, and he used to do a little rapping.
I used to be a DJ MC too. That's where it started for me. Yeah.
And by the way, I know we're not a hip hop show right now, but I live in Monmouth County. Wu-Tang, specifically RZA, lived in Millstone in Monmouth County near Great Adventure. And back in the day when I used to work at the food count in Freehold, he used to come in.
Oh, I had no idea.
I'm talking like 1990, I'm telling you. And so I Raekwon would come in, Capadonna.
Never heard that.
You God? Yeah, man.
I'm
not going to blow up his address, but it was like a animal that is always you got to watch out for when you drive.
Oh, no, that's sick. I would have told everybody. I would have been on the lookout. Yeah, I grew up in Ocean, so I wasn't far from there.
I'm not fibbing. You have my word on it. Yo, Keith, the Knicks, listen. we've talked a long time ago, but here's the deal. Here's my thoughts. Clarkson, liability. Like, I don't care about the depth. You got to bench Clarkson.
He's on the bench. Starting. He's coming off the bench.
He should be benched. Hart.
He should be DNP.
Again,
he should be did not play. 100%. Did not participate.
Hart has to start again, man. I know he's a bench guy, but I know he rebounded really good that first game back after his injury. And I don't know, man. Cat, I'm sorry. I want to love Cat. I'm a Knicks diehard. I want to love him. Yeah, I don't care. Injury's injured. Whatever. Everybody's injured, hurt. Keith, man, the eye test. It's not good, man.
It's early. Is he hurt? Is he not feeling this system? Like, I honestly, when he first said he was like, you know, he was asked about his role. He's like, I don't know. I thought he was just trying to be coy. I thought he was trying to play it off. Like, I'm not giving y'all too much. But after watching him, I'm like, okay, maybe he really isn't comfortable in Mike Brown. Like,
the vibe is not good, man. And here's the thing. They talked the other day about, would you trade Jalen on the radio on the fan? Would you trade you any
Brunson for Giannis?
No, I don't want it. I'm a weird fan.
No,
I'm
I hate Giannis's game.
Players.
I hate Giannis's game.
Listen, is he an impact guy? Dunked the ball, killed us in the night. Yeah, but I want to love my. That's why I love
Brunson.
Man.
Is the opposite of Giannis. Giannis is 7 foot, just running dunk man. Can walk 5 steps before they blow a whistle or don't blow one at all. He can.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Take 13 seconds to shoot his free throws. He's just a physical specimen. Brunson had to be a basketball savant, had to work on every part of his game to be able to play undersized. I wouldn't give up Brunson for Giannis.
And Keith, here's the problem with the Knicks, man. Every team, good and bad, has those two sharp shooting three-point guys off the bench. That's all they do. I love the Shamet. He's good. We never signed those guys. We signed Yabusele and Clarkson. Dude, what is up with that? Do they realize in the playoffs it is the random guy, you don't even know his name, who's daggering threes all day?
That's supposed to be Landry Shamet. That's supposed to be...
And I like Shamet.
Yeah.
But we need another one.
It's a long way to go, and there will be a trade deadline. Thanks for the call, Chris. It's early. Here comes the Knicks game. Let's get a call in before the start of the World Series. If you're watching on YouTube, this little screen to my right, I have the Knicks on. I logged into my Fubo account, and then right in front of me, the main TV in here, I have the World Series, so I'm ready to go. Nick is in Westchester County. Before we get to the break, Nick, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, Keith, I spoke to you a while back. I'm the 81-year-old guy, probably one of your oldest callers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to touch on the Giants, but I'm going to pass up because I don't know if you're aware, but I even got Stephen A. Smith on another channel the other day. A lot of people are aware of it. Some people are not aware of it. They have a rule called the Ohtani rule. He was taken out as the pitcher the other day,
yes,
but he could stay in as a designated
hitter. I'm very familiar with it.
Outrageous. Yep. That is outrageous.
It's not.
It's a disgrace. Now, I know I'm in the minority.
They made it for him. They made it for the unicorn, the quote-unquote best player of all time.
Yeah, I call him the prima donna. How great was he in the fourth game of the World Series?
He was tired. He was shot.
Back out to the fifth game. Okay, what got me is I asked Stephen A., who was supposed to be his own expert. He was respectful to me. He says, Nick, my father's 82. With respect, I disagree with you, but I think it's a good rule. So I said, Stephen, if he said to the coach he had four innings of a no-hitter, and he said, let's say to the manager, rather, and he said, you know, I think I'm getting a little tired running around the bases. Take me out as designated hitter.
It would never happen.
Like nobody knows. Yeah, go ahead.
It would never happen. Thanks for the call, Nick. I appreciate you. But I went, and I'll go into it again because we got to go to the break. But I went to this whole thing about being at Yankee Stadium before that rule existed in 2021, where he got rocked in the first inning and he was out of the game. They made it so that, and I talked about, I'll talk about it when we come back. I'll tell the whole story again. We'll talk about the Ohtani rule, and then they should be throwing the first pitch. It's already 8 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 1 hour down, 4 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.